Thursday, January 29th. The first reading from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 18 and 19, and 24 through 29. After Nathan had spoken to King David, the king went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, Lord God, and who are the members of my house that you have brought me to this point? Yet even this you see as too little, Lord God. You have also spoken of the house of your servant for a long time to come. This too you have shown to man, Lord God. You have established for yourself your people Israel as yours forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord God, confirm for all time the prophecy you have made concerning your servant and his house, and do as you have promised. Your name will be forever great when men say, 'The Lord of hosts is God of Israel,' and the house of your servant David stands firm before you. It is you, Lord of hosts, God of Israel, who said in a revelation to your servant, 'I will build a house for you.' Therefore your servant now finds the courage to make this prayer to you. And now, Lord God, you are God, and your words are truth. You have made this generous promise to your servant. Do then bless the house of your servant, that it may be before you forever. For you, Lord God, have promised, and by your blessing the house of your servant shall be blessed forever." Haydock Commentary. The king went in and sat before the Lord. Sat before the Lord, that is, more in soul than by his posture of the body, remaining quiet in meditation and prayer. So says Cajetan. Vatab says only kings were allowed to pray sitting, and they must be of the house of Judah. They say that priests always stood in the temple. The Hebrew expression may denote no more than that David continued for a long time in fervent prayer. Josephus says he was prostrate on the ground before the ark. It is not so much the posture of the body as the fervor of the soul which God regards. Marveling at God's generosity, David asks himself, "Can this felicity attend a man in his fallen state? Does the greatest friend treat his companion with so much condescension and regard?" David is full of admiration that God should treat a weak mortal in such a manner. The Gospel from Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." Haydock Commentary. There is nothing hidden except to be made visible. All my parables, doctrines, and actions, which appear now to you so full of mystery, shall not always be so. In due time they shall all be publicly expounded by you, my apostles, and by your successors. And let him learn that he is not to bury in unjust silence the instructions or the examples I give him, but must exercise them for the light and direction of others. Pay attention then to what you hear this day, that you may retain it and communicate it to others, your brethren. For as you measure to others, so shall it be meted unto you. Yes, more shall be given to you who receive the word of God, if you be attentive to preserve it yourselves and to communicate it to your brethren. They who do not profit by the knowledge of the word of God shall, in punishment of their neglect, lose the advantage which they may seem to have, since it will turn in the end to their greater condemnation. And moreover, by trusting to their own judgment, they interpret the word in a perverse sense, and thus also lose what they seem to have. Let those who talk so much about Scripture, and interpret it according to their own private spirit or fancy, see lest this also attach to them.